want to go back to living with Mom and Dad. I love my grandpa, but it's just not the same living here.
It can be hard to share how you feel, so I'm glad you're able to talk about it. Are you ever afraid to share how you feel? I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids. It can be kind of scary to open up and tell people how you really feel. You might think they'll make fun of you or maybe not understand how you can feel that way. But remember this, you don't have to be afraid of that with Jesus. He always understands how you feel, and he'll never make you feel bad about being honest with him. So today, do what 1 Peter 5:7 says. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. And now our story. It's entitled Slicing Onions. I can't wait for the school carnival on Friday, said Skylar. My mom's working at the slushy booth. She's going to make me a slushy with every flavor in it. My dad's helping out with the pin game, said Gabriel. He said there are some cool prizes for whoever knocks them all down. What about you, Nevaeh? Asked Skylar. Is your grandpa helping? Nevaeh shook her head. No, he can't work at a booth. He can't be on his feet for long periods of time. That's too bad, said Gabriel. Nevaeh smiled and shrugged. It's okay, she said. No big deal. When Nevaeh got home from school, Grandpa greeted her. How about some of my famous guacamole? He said. I have to put the lawnmower away, but if you'll start cutting up the onions, I'll be back in a jiff to make the rest. Okay, said Nevaeh. But as soon as she sliced into an onion, her eyes started to tear up. The onion must be making my eyes water, she thought. But even after she put down the knife, the tears kept coming. When Grandpa came back inside, Nevaeh was sobbing. I'm sorry, Grandpa, Nevaeh cried. I keep trying to accept that I can't live with Mom or Dad and be thankful that I live with you. But when Skylar and Gabriel were talking about their parents working at the school carnival, I really wished my parents were working there too. Your grandmother never wanted to bother anyone with her feelings either, Grandpa said. So whenever I sensed something was wrong, I'd ask her to cut up some onions and the same thing would happen to her. The tears would just come out. He gave Nevaeh a hug. But your feelings aren't bothersome to those who love you, Nevaeh. Whenever you feel sad or upset, you don't need to keep it to yourself. You can tell me. It won't hurt my feelings to know that you miss your parents. And most importantly, you can tell Jesus. He loves you and can handle any feelings you have. Grandpa cut into an avocado. I may not be able to help with a booth, but I could bring some guacamole to your school carnival. How about that? Nevaeh smiled and nodded. Well, what about you? When you feel sad or upset, do you ever try to keep it to yourself? Maybe you don't want to bother other people about it or don't think they'd care, but it's important to share your feelings with others instead of bottling them up inside. Jesus wants you to tell him about your feelings too. You can trust him to understand and to help you with them. Our key verse is 1 Peter 5:7.
Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you.
And our key thought for today, share your feelings with Jesus.
Can animals go to heaven?
God never said specifically that animals have souls like humans do. Only humans are made in God's image, and that makes us special. But I do know there will be animals in heaven because the Bible says so. Isaiah chapter 11 and chapter 65 both say that animals will be part of eternity, but it doesn't say if they'll be our pets or not. Either way, I know that heaven will be amazing with or without our pets because we'll be with God forever. I hope that answers your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.